Integrity stands behind greatness. Integrity stands behind greatness. People who are really great, people who are really outstanding and wonderful in life, are people who have integrity, are people who can be believed in, are people who can be followed and know that the direction that they're going is good and very good. Now we ask ourselves the question, do we have integrity? Can we be followed? Can we be listened to? Can people listen to us and say, yes, I believe that. Yes, I believe that. Now, we have men of great integrity who lead our nation from time to time, and other times men of lack of integrity. But the fact is that they all were thought to have integrity at the time they were elected into office. And because they were thought to have integrity, we believe that they would stand up for our country, that they would stand up for the values that we have. They would stand up for the things that are truly important and truly wonderful. Oh, we live in a changing time. We live in a very greatly changing time in which what was true yesterday is apparently not true today. But if we really get right down to grass nubbins, what was true yesterday is true today. Integrity is not something that comes out of a growth of experience. It comes out of our background. It comes out of what we stand up for. Now, do you want your children to be honest? Then you teach your children honesty, and you teach them integrity. You teach them to always be a person of their word, that they can shake their hand and say, yes, you can count on me, I'm there. But other people, they are a little afraid of that. In Rome, they have a fountain, they have the head of a lion, and the mouth of the lion is open a little bit. And it's said that if you stick your hand in that lion and you are a dishonest person, the lion will snap off your hand. Well, the reluctance of some people to stick their hand in that lion's mouth is because they don't believe in themselves. They don't have integrity. They don't stand up for it. But people who are standing up for it have no doubt about it. They just stick their hand in there and they feel nothing at all. Now, you and I know that that lion is not going to bite them. But we look at the doubt that's in the mind of some people as they're doing this. We look at the hesitation that they have to stick their hand in the lion's mouth. This is a lion made of stone. And this lion is supposed to bite off the hand of a person who is dishonest or who lies. We all need to have something like that in our life. To stand up for honesty, to stand up for integrity, to stand up for what we believe. Now, the steady changing that we have going on in our government, we're changing our values, we're changing our attitudes, we're changing things because we want to include everything. We want to be all things for all people, and you can't do that. You can only stand up and be who you are, be the person who you are, have the values that you have the values that you learned as a child in your home, the values that you learned to live with in your life. If we could all live by the values that we were brought up with, basically, we would be pretty good people. We'd be reliable people. We'd be honest people. Because these are things that are taught to us from childhood on. And then, as we go along, we have people who come from into our country, into our world, and they come from other lands. And as they come from these other lands, they bring with them the values that they had in those lands, which might be different from our own. And because they come with these values, they feel that our country should include those values in our own governing body. And is that true? Is that true? The governments of other lands have different foundations, different values to them than the United States government does. And the United States government has been based upon not only the Christian background, but it goes far back into ancient history, into the times of the Romans, into the times of other early cultures. And these are part of the foundation of the United States. These are part of the foundation causes of them. Oh, there will be people who try to tear it down by telling you how terrible the Illuminati is and how terrible this is and that is. And just because some people have taken on that name for them, and that name is supposed to represent the values that they have, and insofar as it represents that, it should represent everybody's values. Well, this is not the truth. This is not reality. This is not how things go. Things are far beyond that, far more integral than that. The integrity stands firm. We have, in our way of thinking, values that we think that we can change, that we can be more flippant about life. We can be more flippant about our attitude toward life. And a person with integrity is never flippant. A person with integrity is someone that you can count on and someone you know is going to have values that are similar to your own, values that are universal, values that most people have and most people would like to have and most people respect and most people would like to include in their own life. But when we start including values that go beyond, when we start including values just because there's somebody's choices or somebody's decisions, then we get into trouble. We have the opportunity to be beautiful and be wonderful and be fantastic in every area of our life if we choose. But if we're going to do that, then that means that we have to stand up for what we believe. We have to stand up for what we know to be true. And if it's not in our culture, if it's not in our way of living, if it's not something that we have grown up with, if it's not something that we believe, then we don't stand up for it. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone must think alike. It doesn't mean that people from other cultures who come to the United States have to instantly believe in what the United States culture is. But it would be certainly thought that if a person wanted to come to the United States, it's because of what our culture is, not what our culture could be changed to be. And so when people come to the United States, they come here because they believe in the United States. They believe in the freedoms that are here. They believe in the manner that this government is run. Not that we're ever changing it to fit in with other cultures, because if you're going to believe in another culture, well, go to the land that practices that culture. Go to a land that lives that culture. If you're going to believe in what the United States teaches, what the belief is of our principles and how we stand up for them, then surely come here and be part of the United States. Be part of this wonderful country. Yes, we all have lots of opportunity, and we all have lots of changing values. But if our values are changing to allow for things that do not fit into our cultural milieu, then it's time that we begin to look at ourselves very closely. And just because we are the melting pot for nations around the world and for people around the world, they come here because of our freedoms, and our freedoms are lost when we do not place a high value on them, when we do not treat them with integrity, when we do not treat them with value that we would like to know is something we can depend on year after year, life after life. Look at your values. Look at your integrity today and see what it's based on. And when you see what it's based on, if it is based on the truth of yourself, honesty, honor, value, then you know you've got something pretty wonderful, and it's something that's with you forever. Make sure that that's what your values are. Make sure that you're not just changing them to change them to the interest of people or the changing times. Because truth, honesty, honor, love, integrity are always with us, and it's up to us to make sure that they always stay with us. Put on your integrity today and stand firm for it, and know that that's what you stand up for. If you were fighting a war, you'd be fighting a war for our integrity, not for somebody else's integrity. They have to run their own conflicts of standing up for their integrity. And if they don't stand up for it, they can't come to the United States and stand up for it, because we have a different set of integrity, a different set of values from some people. But truly, ours is a universal set of values. It's a universal integrity that will be found everywhere, all times, in all beings. Be aware of this today, and know that this is who you are and how wonderful you are. Integrity stands behind greatness, and you can believe that. Have a grand day. Have a wonderful day. Have an honest day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.